Okay, we're on which Cambridge Street, at the side of John Lewis, and heading towards the Barker's Pool. Now it's a definitely shiny day. The town, the city hall is all shiny. There's a brass band here. That's the Salvation Army brass band in front of John Lewis on Saturday the 12th of December.
La 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 la.
Hello. Will you consider boycotting Israeli goods?
I have to be very careful because I try to be a Christian and support people that are in need. And these days, so many things are coming from, I call the fourth world, that we don't have a hand in it. But I do think about the Israelis very much.
What do you think that people should do to support Palestinian people, if not boycotting Israel?
I think they should sit down, they should talk, and they should pray.
No, I mean for us, just praying.
No, not just praying, but the practicality is greed.
Greed.
People are greedy. And I think they should sit down, thank you, my love, and talk it through and get guidance from wherever they can and stop all this war.
Don't you think that some pressure, some material pressure would help as well?
Yes, but having said that, that should be down to the leaders of the country, I believe.
Mm-hmm. So you think that if the UK government took a decision to officially boycott Israeli goods, would you agree with that?
No. No, because people have to live. People have to live. And if it's by, well, it might be a life, it might be an essential food, something like that, you know. I don't really know. I don't know enough about it. That's just my own personal opinion. Thank you, my
love. Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
What's your name, by the way?
Mary West.
Mary West is from the Salvation Army.
Thank you.
Say no to the new apartheid.
Good morning. Will you boycott Israeli goods?
I saw something I liked.
That was a probably. Hello. Will you boycott Israeli goods?
I would, yeah. Definitely.
Will you speak to your friends about it?
I have done, yeah. Yeah. Nice.
Thanks.
What are you doing?
Thanks. That was a young girl going into John Lewis. Hello, would you consider boycotting Israeli goods? That was a no thanks, probably she doesn't want to talk to me. Good morning, would you consider boycotting Israeli goods? I'm alright, thank you. Good morning, would you consider boycotting? That was a curse. Hello. Well, even if they don't talk to me, it's always nice saying hello to people. Gives you a Christmassy feeling.
Boy, God is very good. Not in your heart, guys.
Hello. Will you boycott Israeli goods?
That's right.
Good morning. Will you boycott Israeli goods?
I've been reading about it. Yes, I take a leave. Yes.
Will you speak to your friends about
it? Yes. Yes. The real problem is that it's not always possible to know which are things that have actually are being grown in Palestine and which are things that are reported as being from the West Bank when mm-hmm. they can be from Israeli settlements. So mm-hmm.
We don't know if Tesco or Morrison, how they label them.
That's what I was reading about this week, that there's a whole thing about labeling. So
everything labeled by Israeli West Bank, you should know it's from Israeli settlements.
Right.
If it's from Palestine, the word Palestine on it, that means it's from Palestine.
So who decides about the labeling?
Now there is a new thing from the government about this. It should be labeled Israel or Palestine.
Right, thank you.
To be clear for everyone.
Yes, yes. Okay, thank you.
Thank you for your time.
Carried out a survey and the results came out yesterday, and apparently all business people in Israel who own farms and products that are exported to Europe are complaining about the lack of demand, our decline in the demand for Israeli products. And they are relating this to activities like ours. So I just want you all to feel this is not like something we do and it's not causing an impact. It is causing a big impact. And we are so happy about that, and we are so proud of all of you. And we should continue with this, no matter how small our activity is, but the impact with our activities and activities of our friends and comrades worldwide are paying dividends. Yesterday, the British government in the news have asked supermarkets to label products that are produced in the Israeli settlements. Again, they are relating it to campaigns following what happened in Gaza and following what's happening in Palestine. So congratulations to everyone here. Congratulations to all our comrades. But that's not enough. We keep the campaign until this apartheid regime is taking acts that will stop its apartheid system, which implies in Palestine, and stops its racist, expansionist policies. Thank you very much, and let's all cheer ourselves up.
Good morning. Will you consider boycotting Israeli goods?
Yeah, I'd consider it.
Would you speak to your friends about it?
Yeah, possibly. I sort of wonder if it's something governments should be doing more, getting more involved in, rather than, I don't know how much we can do about it, rather than...
But didn't the boycott campaign against South Africa had an impact on bringing down the apartheid?
Yeah, I don't know how much of the stuff we have in shops in Britain is actually Israeli.
I can tell you a lot. Most of the times they are labeled that this is a product of Israel.
Okay, I'd certainly consider it.
Yes, thank you.
Cheers.
Good morning. Will you consider boycotting Israeli goods? That was a no. Good morning. Will you consider boycotting Israeli goods?
No.
No. Can you tell me why?
I don't know anything about it.
Why don't you learn something about it?
I will do.
He said he will do. They don't join the boycott campaign because they don't know nothing about it, but they will manage to learn something, they said. It was a young couple walking around the town in this glorious day, the 12th of December. Good morning. Will you consider boycotting Israeli goods?
I don't know enough about it, I'm afraid.
Why don't you learn something about it?
I don't know.
Why didn't you take a leaflet?
Sorry?
Why didn't you take a leaflet?
Got one already.
Okay. That was a young lad eating his lunch in front of the town hall. Good morning. Will you consider boycotting Israeli goods?
I don't buy Israeli goods.
Good morning. Will you consider boycotting Israeli goods? He doesn't have an idea about it. Good morning. Will you consider boycotting Israeli goods? Coughing and going away. Good morning. Will you consider boycotting Israeli goods?
No.
Why?
Because I'm trying to go shopping.
Okay. He won't consider boycotting Israeli goods because he's trying to go shopping. Good morning. Will you consider boycotting Israeli goods?
No.
That was a no. Again, a young couple taking a stroll in the sunshine and going for shopping, probably. Good morning. Would you consider boycotting Israeli goods?
No, thank you.
No, thank you. Well, why do they thank me? Good morning. Would you consider boycotting Israeli goods?
I don't know.
You don't know. Many people don't know. They just don't know. Good morning. Would you consider boycotting Israeli goods?
I always do, but I've only just found out it could be Palestinian food that I'm boycotting.
Ah.
I put stickers on in Tesco's when I see any products from
nice.
Israel. Okay.
Nice.
All right.
So a huge thing that comes from people is that they can't understand where the products come from, really, because of the labeling policy from the big supermarkets. That was a really fast march. By 20 past 12, it was over. It ended back in front of the town hall. Okay, this is Hilary Smith from the Palestine Solidarity Campaign. She's going to talk to us about the next events.
Okay, we're going to, in 2010, we're going to try and increase the number of activities we have on boycott and have an event once a month. And the first one in January is on January the 16th. And then we're also going to be having a workshop so that people can learn more about the purpose of boycott and have an opportunity to discuss issues like the campaign against Veolia. And that's on the 13th of February on a Saturday morning at the Quaker Meeting House. But the perhaps the most important thing is that on 27th of December, that will be a year since the massacres in Gaza started, when the Israeli bombing of the civilian population in Gaza started. And so on the 27th of December, we're going to have a candlelit vigil here in Sheffield. It'll be outside the town hall from 4 o'clock till 5 o'clock. So come along if you can on the 27th and bring candles with you in jars, and we'll just have a silent vigil to remember all those people that were killed in Gaza and also the many, many thousands that were injured.
On Saturday the 12th of December, another campaign group, the Stop the War Coalition, also set up its stall in front of the town hall.
100 men, young men, have died so far this year in the military in Afghanistan. Thousands of innocent people have died in Afghanistan, thousands of Afghanis. 5 weddings were bombed in Afghanistan. This is not about winning the hearts and minds of the Afghanistani people who see the military as being occupiers. All the talk about hearts and minds is a complete and utter nonsense. We are mired in a war that cannot be won. The Afghan people are a proud nation. They fought the Russians and they will fight the Americans and the British. Sign the petition here. We are calling for the troops to be withdrawn from Afghanistan. Not only are we sacrificing the lives of innocent people, but also we are spending millions of pounds on a war that cannot be won. Sign our petition here today. Military families against the war will be presenting this petition to Parliament on the 21st of December. We are calling on everyone who thinks that this war cannot
I
be
talked
won,
to a representative from Stop the War Coalition about the anti-war movement today.
Let's help the families of the soldiers who died, who will be presenting this petition to Parliament.
Some people get really disappointed because even when millions got on the streets to stop the war in the first place, the government just wouldn't listen. What do you say to people who are just disheartened by this?
Well, that was true in Vietnam as well, but eventually they did have to bring them home. And I think we have to keep our resistance up, because there's one thing that's absolute for certain. If they can get away with it, they will go on, carry on and carry on. Already they're pushing the troops across the border into Pakistan. Now they're criticising the Pakistani government for not fighting hard enough. Because you see, I think this is the war on terror, and the war on terror really is about America trying to increase its influence across the globe. It's a big imperialist war really about oil and things like that. And therefore, if we want to see a better world for our children, then we have to fight every single aspect of the war on terror. And, you know, we ain't always going to win. But I think we do have to keep our resistance up. I think more people, I mean, I don't know if people saw the... if you saw the question time from Wootton Bassett, where all the bodies have been coming home every week, where there's been big ceremonies every time the soldiers have come home dead. There, they had the question time from there, and I believe that at least 50% of the audience, which includes the military, are opposed to it. I think the government are losing this war, and this latest surge is really about them trying to find an exit strategy. We have to push them every inch of the way now.
Can I ask you a different question? I've followed the Palestine Solidarity Campaign with their march through the city centre, and I've been trying to ask people if they will join the boycott Israeli goods campaign, and most people who just pass by walking really fast and saying no, thank you. Is it easy for you to engage people in conversations about the war now in Christmas time?
I think it's more difficult now on the Palestine issue because it's not in the media again. And therefore, I mean, I suspect if you had done it when they were attacking Gaza, you would have got a much more positive response.
Do you get the response when you're talking against the war?
When I'm on the megaphone talking against the war, more people come up. But I don't... I think on the Afghan war, people are... They've been told this was the good war. We were told the Iraq war was the problem. This war was the good war. But now the penny's starting to drop for people. When 100 soldiers die in this year alone, they start to think what's going on. When the Karzai government cannot get elected without there being massive corruption, people start thinking, what is this about? And I certainly detected that in the question time. I mean, all of the politicians, with the exception of one on the platform, were in favour of the war. But the one politician who spoke against the war got a massive round of applause. And I think the families are moving. The soldiers, I think, are starting to move against it.
But let me ask you this. Why are people surprised that soldiers get killed? I mean, when you join the army, don't you expect that you're engaging in something that can get you killed?
The problem is, it's not how many people die, it's that they're not moving forward. Those soldiers have been told that they are liberators, that they are going to be welcomed by the Afghani people. In fact, they're viewed as occupiers, and that's the real problem for them. So it demoralises the people inside the army. The people inside the army then start to think, what is this about? We're never going to be able to win it. And I think they're right, they aren't going to be able to win it. I mean, how many years did they fight? The Russians, the Afghan people are not going to be occupied by another group of people, really, and that's how they're seen now.
The American general in Afghanistan, didn't he say the last week that he wants 30,000 troops and he will finish this war, and he's confident that he will finish this war as well?
But this is just exactly what happened in Vietnam, isn't it? The surges they had in Vietnam, and then when it was clear they couldn't win, they then went into Cambodia. And I think that's exactly what they're doing here. They'll go into Pakistan next, and I think that they cannot win in Afghanistan, therefore they'll move on to somewhere else. In fact, they are pushing people across the border into Pakistan. They've got American drones attacking Pakistan in the and they are the ones who are creating terror. You know, they're saying now that there are the more people have died than there were terrorists there in the first place, and most of those terror camps have been completely disbanded. They said they were after Osama bin Laden. Well, that seems to have been dropped as well. I just think they don't know what they're there. They haven't got a good justification for what they're doing. What they're doing is trying to control a strategically important region which has Russia at one end, oil supplies at one end. It's a strategic area. That's what it's about. It's not about
people. But then let's say that tomorrow there are all the armies removed from Afghanistan, okay? Some people say yes, but then the next day the Taliban will be again on power. Does this create you like a moral problem?
Well, I think we have to be straight about where the Taliban came from, that they were the Al-Qaeda, the Taliban, they were people who were promoted by the Americans and the West in the first place to fight the Russians. And the country has been dominated by a whole number of warlords for many, many years. Really what has to happen is those warlords, all those people who have some power, have to come together. But an occupying force cannot bring liberation to a country. It has to be the will of the people. The people have to come together and decide on what they want. I don't necessarily believe that the Taliban will come back, although I have to say one of the problems is there is more opium being grown in Afghanistan now than there was under the Taliban, and now because people are so poor they can't grow crops to survive, they end up growing things that they can make money out, which unfortunately is opium, and that's why the opium crops have increased massively under the occupation and under the Karzai regime, and that we have to find ways of giving aid to those countries and enabling them to grow crops for themselves, not crops that are going to be used to sell to create heroin with.
Guys, thank you very much for your time.
Leaving behind me the town hall, I walked down Fargate, where the open air market attracted the Christmas shoppers. At the foot of Fargate, I came upon the body of sound choir singing to raise funds for ASSIST, the local asylum seeker support initiative. You've been taken for a stroll around the Sheffield city centre on Saturday the 12th of December 2009. Your guide, on behalf of Sheffield Live 93.2 FM, has been Irini Apostolidou.